Well, out of the many things that I thought would happen at the beginning of the programme this morning, blushing wasn't one of them. Thank you to Audrey Carvel. No pressure. Thanks, Audrey. Cheers. As well as that, I had the thought that if at the very beginning of the programme I don't mention St Pat's winning the FAI Cup final yesterday, I won't be allowed back into Inchicore later on this afternoon. So congratulations to St Pat's on winning the FAI Cup. This is, I am thrilled to say, Rick O'Shea in for Ryan Tuberty between now and 10 o'clock this morning. You can get in contact with us at the usual ways, 51551 by text, or you can email ryan at rte.ie. Before I get into the papers this morning, I watched a little bit of the Beatles documentary over the weekend. Producer Jack watched all of it over the course of a single day, which is the sort of devotion to duty that I definitely don't have. I love the Beatles as much as the next guy. I do. I managed an hour last night. I think I'm going to have to watch it in 1 hour doses, because if you haven't seen any of it, it's in about 2.5 hour chunks. And if you know nothing about this, this is the Beatles documentary on Disney Plus. It's called Get Back. And it's Peter Jackson has put together tons of footage that was all shot in 1969 while the Beatles were rehearsing and putting together an album over the space of, I think it's about 2 weeks. At the very beginning of it, it's just, even just watching the first 1 hour of it, it starts by warning you off against smoking. You know, sometimes you see there's warnings for language, and you see warnings for sexual content. And at the very beginning of this, it warns that there is smoking in this programme. I'm not exactly sure what would happen if you're the sort of person that would look at that and go, someone's smoking for the next couple of hours in 1969. I don't necessarily think that's for me. I haven't seen it anywhere before. I've seen lots of different things. I know Disney have done it with some of their older films that have what you would call slightly different cultural mores than we'd be used to today. They've put warnings before them on Disney Plus. Smoking's a new one. I haven't seen that. The first hour is good. My only thoughts on seeing it were Yoko Ono's patience at sitting there while the lads play 47 different versions of the same song. And two things. Ringo, at one stage, suggests an idea, which is obviously appalling. It's to do with Carolina, and he said, I don't have any of the lyrics, but I know it should have the word Carolina in it. And he strums something, and the lads nod at him politely and go, yeah, we'll have a think about that, Ringo. Yeah. And it's kind of the same with George as well. George has made a couple of suggestions in the first hour, and John and Paul give each other that look to go, we'll come back to that later on, and we'll get there. So I'll see how the rest of it goes out. That's the first hour of it anyway. In terms of what's in the newspapers this morning, the first one that grabbed my attention was this. And I'm wondering how much of a terrible thing this was for the people involved, and how much was, we're grand, why don't you leave us where we are? There were drinkers that ended up being trapped for 3 nights in the highest pub in Britain. It's a place called the Tan Hill Inn, which is in the Yorkshire Dales. They were, of course, trapped inside not only with beer and with food, but they had an Oasis tribute band to play for them over the course of the 3 nights that they were there. There was about 60 of them ended up there. And the manager eventually ended up saying, yeah, we became one big happy family. They were cut off by huge snow drifts that happened on Friday evening. Storm Arwen gave snow to big parts of the UK that we didn't see here. So they did board games and karaoke classics, and they watched comedies on the big screen. And the lads in the band was Noasis, N-O-A-S-I-S, the tribute band, played stuff for them here and there, did a bit of the washing up, apparently. Nicola Townsend, she's the owner of the pub, said that she thought it was a bit of a relief that it was just an Oasis tribute band and not the real thing, since 72 hours with Liam Gallagher might not have passed as peacefully as it did. If you read further down into the story, the interesting part is she said that originally there were 61 people trapped in the pub, but that Mountain Rescue Services had reached the pub on Saturday and collected one person with a health condition in need treatment, and a handful of others escaped in 4x4s. So, does that mean you're trapped, technically, if you can get out and if you've decided to do that? I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. I will readily tell you I know nothing about. I have seen about 10 minutes of it once about 5 years ago. I know two things. I know this year it's in North Wales because they can't go to Australia. I know that Richard Madeley was in it and now isn't in it anymore because he had to be taken out, some health, something. I stopped paying attention at that stage. But the bosses have been working. You might, if you're real, I'm a celebrity fan, you might have been annoyed because over the weekend, the same storm wrecked part of the set in North Wales, a place called Gritch Castle. And I apologise to my Welsh friends because I'm obviously mangling that word. There's not enough vowels in it. They decided that they couldn't run the show over the weekend because so much of what was involved had all been wrecked at that point. So they had repeats over the course of the weekend. My thought was, and the only one I had when I heard it was being done in North Wales, was they do it in Australia normally, and they do it in the outback. And it's the sort of place where they have spiders that could very easily kill you. So I'm sure there were some people who were going, we're not going to Australia. Very unhappy with that. And then some who were suggesting no giant spiders. I'm sure that's probably perfectly fine. As well as that, this just appealed to me because I'm of a certain age where I remember having these. I didn't collect them. I collected strange things in my life. I collected stamps and I collected coins. I collected all the normal things that people collect. I definitely didn't collect carrier bags because the one of the newspapers this morning has a story about vintage carrier bags being offered for sale online for up to €265. There's a bunch of them I don't know. They're UK ones, places like Quicksave and WH Smith. And there's an HMV one on it that when HMV opened in Dublin back in the day, you'll definitely remember it if you see a picture of it this morning. And they have a Virgin Megastore one as well. So the story seems to be that some of these firms have gone bust, so they're not making bags anymore. And obviously a lot of carrier bags aren't created in the UK either. So they're now online as collector's items. One seller put his unused Quicksave carrier bag up for sale on eBay for £265 with the note, very good condition, unused, one of the first, stating reusable carry bag. And there's something in it for everyone. I'm absolutely sure there's something. You can, you know, buy and sell. And I think it's why they don't do sick bags on airplanes anymore. They don't stamp them with the logo of the airplane because or the airline carrier, simply because airline carriers, people found that they were collecting them. Each to their own again. This was put in front of me this morning, and I'm going to immediately denounce it as fake news. Because the headline is, struggle to recall faces, your big ego could be to blame. I'm terrible at faces. I'm just, and I know my wife is listening this morning, nodding at the radio going, If I meet you for the first time, that's great. If I meet you again a week later, I will remember that I've met you. Your name, I'm not 100% sure. I might not even necessarily remember where I met you. And as a result of which, over the course of the years, she'll be fine with this. My wife has started putting together a list, which she has in her phone, of people's names and where I met them, because I'm terrible at this. Now, mostly, to be fair, they are usually people I've met in craft beer pubs, and occasionally they're people I've met at festivals, usually book festivals and arts festivals down the country, people who run them, people who are involved in them. And you'll go in down through the list and it'll be, you know, Johnny, ex-pub, Listowel, although there's only one pub in Listowel, we all know that. And as a result of which, over the years, it's handy. The story is just not, this isn't true. Vain people with big egos and a sense of entitlement, not me, have poorer visual memories. They might struggle to remember faces and objects because of the way they focus on themselves. This is heresy. So the study, fair enough, has 1,500 people in it, and people were tested for levels of grandiose narcissism, which involves self-focus, egotism, vanity, and a sense of entitlement and a tendency to disregard the needs of others. Here now. I'm just one of those people who can't remember faces. It's nothing to do with self. Fine, whatever. Also, this morning, I want to give this a mention mainly because I think Niamh Algar is great. You might have seen Niamh Algar in, was it Raised by Wolves, the TV series, a little bit earlier this year. You might have seen Niamh Algar in Censor, which is a great UK horror film that was out a little bit earlier this year and was in cinemas as well. And you can watch it if you have Mubi as well. One of those just low budget, great fun horror films set in the 1980s, where she's a censor in the middle of the video nasty craze, and she sees something in a video and something goes slightly wrong, and then her world takes a tilt for the worse. A great film. She is due to star in a new Channel 4 crime series with James Nesbitt. It's called Suspect. It follows, of course it does, a veteran detective, Danny Frater, played by James Nesbitt. He does good veteran detective. Showing up for a routine ID on a body in a mortuary, but he's devastated to discover the body is his estranged daughter, because that's how shows like that start. Good stuff for her, though. She's in that as well, and a bunch of other things happening over the course of the next while as well. It's on Channel 4 in the next few weeks as well. She was in Cannes with Horses with Barry Keoghan as well, which you might have seen in The Virtues on telly too. There are a bunch of things happening on the programme this morning, and I am going to get to them in a couple of minutes. But first of all, in something I wasn't expecting 20 minutes ago, good morning, Ryan Tuberty.
Rick, neither was I. Neither was I. And thank you for holding the fort. I have a big family occasion this morning. I'm dashing out the door, but I really wanted to say thank you to people, if you don't mind.
Please do.
Something very beautiful happened on the toy show on Friday night, where we had our toy show appeal. And look, we'd hoped if we could raise a million or two, it would be absolutely lovely. But there was a weird cosmic kindness going on that resulted in, for example, the app that we were using as a charity partner called Revolut, that melted down because people were being so decent. And the guy who owned it, Vlad Yatsenko, got wind of this and said, I'll give you some money out of my own pocket. I'll give you 100,000 euro out of my own pocket to, by way of apology. And then he got so into the whole vibe and the magic of the night. Last night, he donated 1.1 million euro from his pocket to add to the Irish people's generosity, which brings it up to, at least so far, I'm counting, 6.6 million euro from the people of Ireland, with a little help from Vlad along the way, which will now go and fund children's charities around the country, around the year, and spread the toy show magic every day of every week of every month, thanks to Irish people's kindness and generosity. That's what I just wanted to say, was a big thank you.
Well, then can I do this just in return as well? Because I was just a viewer on Friday night, and I was one of those people who double screens as well. So I was also on Twitter, paying attention to what was going on. It is the only time throughout the entire year. It's a bit like, you know, Paul McCartney's Pipes of Peace video.
Of course I do,
and,
Rick.
Exactly. And it's that moment in World War One where you've got the Germans and the English, and they hop up and play football with each other.
That's a great analogy. Yeah,
it is. Irish Twitter for 4 hours a year becomes that
the Paul McCartney
place.
Video.
Then everybody goes back into their trenches afterwards, and then they get on with their
fair
lives.
Enough. Yeah, they just pause. Look, Kelly Harrington coming out with the two girls and playing games and giving them boxing. Ed Sheeran with that gorgeous choir. You know, that choir is really, the toy show choir is made up of children from all around the country who benefited directly from those charities. I mean, you'd want to be fairly tough nut not to get into the trenches and play football with the Germans in World War One to keep it going. But no, honest to goodness, for people listening to this morning, if they're wondering, will that money land? Where will it land? Please be assured. I followed every cent of it last year. I could see where it went. And it was, I said this last week, I'll say it again, it is a difference. There are children going to school this morning with a hot meal in their belly that they simply wouldn't have had if people hadn't donated last year and again this year. And there are children, as we've spoken to some of the principals, who have books in their school libraries, brand new, sparkling stories of adventures and portals to other worlds they wouldn't have had without Irish people's generosity. There is domestic violence, of course, autism assistance. There's Barnardo's Music Generation, beautiful organisation, and mental health services. This is life-changing for the next generation. So just wanted to say, Gurmila Maguiv, thank you so much to the people of Ireland for getting involved and being kind at a time when it's pretty dark and people are a bit afraid. I get that. But we're bold over the team, myself, everybody. It's beautiful. Thank you. Here comes Christmas.
And Ryan, it's lovely to talk to you. I'll keep the seat warm and you're back tomorrow.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for doing that. I'm sorry for interrupting the flow of your show. Good luck with it, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ryan. Cheers,
thanks,
man.
Guys.
Good luck.
Thank you.
This came in on text as well, that Nikki and Fairhouse, you're right. And it was the first thing I thought of as well when I saw it. I'm sure the smoking warning has something to do with the fact that George Harrison died of lung cancer. The prolific amount of smoking definitely needed to be acknowledged for a generation that just wouldn't ever be exposed to it. It was the first thing I thought of as well. I've just never seen it turn up on a TV series anywhere. What about face blindness? Some people can't recognise any faces, even their loved ones. Alison, yeah, I read an Oliver Sacks book about that years ago. I don't think I'm that serious as of yet, anyway. Good morning. Welcome. It is 19 minutes past nine. This is RTE Radio 1. It's Rick O'Shea in for Ryan Tuberty, 51551 on text. You can email ryan@rte.ie. Let's start with some fantastic music. This is CMAT. We just got a text in saying that song is such a gentle, enjoyable Monday morning presence. You're right, it is. She gets her stage name from her real name, Ciara Mary Alice Thompson. That's CMAT. That is brand new Irish music, and it's called I Don't Really Care About You. Where are we going to? Would you like to win something nice? I mean, that's a rhetorical question, and also you'd like to win something nice. It is the time of the year again when we join forces with Arnott's Department Store on Henry Street and with Arnott's.ie. As always, Arnott's takes the celebration of Christmas to a new level with loads of events going on in store, customers being treated to magical entertainment from Spotlight Ireland and special performances by Fawcett's Circus throughout December, amongst others. All this week, Arnott's have an advent calendar here with loads and loads of great gifts for you to win. All you got to do is pick a number between 1 and 10. There are three questions and a luxury prize behind every door. What sort of luxury prizes before you invest yourself in this? Good question. Charlotte Tilbury, Kate Spade, DeLonghi, Sennheiser, LG, and many, many more. If you answer the questions right, the corresponding prize is yours. Let's make this simple. You can give us a call at 1850 715 900. If you'd like to take part in the competition a little bit later on, 1850 715 900 if you'd like to have a go at our Arnott's competition. And I'm going to have a chat in just a second with somebody about something that's very dear to my heart. Just before we finish, I grew up in Dingle and the Phoenix Cinema brings me such happy memories during the 1980s. Every Friday night, Michael Francey would have a double bill. And at the interval, his poor daughter Kathleen was in command of the weekly draw, where you were in with a chance of winning free entry to the following week's double bill. The poor girl had to parade up and down the aisle, calling out numbers to a crowd of abusive teenagers, and yet she persisted and did the same thing every week. It was a beautiful family-run business, and it will be greatly missed. Noel in Galway, thanks a million for that. I'm Rick O'Shea. That's it. You can catch me tomorrow on RTE Gold from 10 a.m. and every day this week. Ryan will be back here, and Claire Byrne is next.
The Ryan Tuberty Show. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.